Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
One indelible scene, a battle of gazes in the substance, or when your deadliest rival is you. By Alyssa Wilkinson, New York Times, January 1st, 2025.
Yes, okay. Wild things start happening almost right away in the explosively gross horror comedy that swept the nation this fall. When the film was released, there was a lot of chatter about it being a feminist horror event, or a movie about the terrible societal standards for female bodies, or about the way Hollywood ditches women after they pass a certain age, while men seem to get a pass however long they want.
The Substance isn't just about unrealistic standards for attractiveness. It's also about dealing with those standards in a world where you can be surrounded by images of yourself at different life phases.
If you're an ordinary person, those images are everywhere. In your Facebook memories and on Instagram and in those snapshots from your friend's wedding. It's hard enough not to compare yourself to them, especially since, by definition, you've aged since they were taken.
Because in the end, The Substance is about a culture that's bought Portrait of a Dorian Gray's philosophy. Youth and beauty and pleasure are all that matters, and they're worth pursuing to grotesque lengths. Of course, in the end, we might want to destroy the evidence of our vanity, but that pursuit, The Substance suggests, might ultimately destroy us.
And now, here is Existential Roulette, written by KLM Brooklyn, directed by Sherry Hazlitt. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, January 6th, 2025.
Interior. Waiting room. Day. Silence. A heavy, unnatural churn. The door groans open. A cold, sterile rush of air spills out. Sharp, suffocating. A person steps into the lobby, their footsteps ringing hollow across the stark, empty floor. Figures sit motionless, pale, hollow faces, eyes vacant, mouths pressed shut with resignation. A child's cry pierces the air. High, broken, before it's smothered by trembling hands of two adults. At the far end of the room, behind a desk, sits the administrator. Thick glasses, an unblinking, inhuman gaze. The person approaches. A subtle, unsettling feeling tugs at them.
I have a 2:30 appointment for my 2024 memories.
Alex Smith, born March 11th, 1993 in Franklin, Virginia. Memory erasure.
Yes.
Follow me.
All right, what's next?
You're here for a subconscious recalibration.
Yes, I think so. What's that noise?
The environment is calibrating.
To me?
Yes.
No needles, and you just take a few of my memories away, right?
Right.
And what if I want my memories back?
You wouldn't.
How much does this cost?
Well, that depends on the number of memories you erase and the size of your memories. Now, you're going to close your eyes as I count backwards. When you wake, you'll see the map of your memories of 2024 and 2025. From there, you can select the memories you'd like to erase.
But 2025 hasn't started yet.
Well, who you were and who you will be must meet. Old and new, past and future.
The memories... What do you do with them?
We absorb, recycle.
I don't want to share these or give them to anyone else.
Sure. All right, let's begin. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey! Hey there, I'm 2025, your fresh start. We're going to meet tonight at Doug's New Year's Eve party and hook up. Listen, I don't want to come in too hot, but while it's just the three of us, can we start by drop-kicking the one-night stand memories from 2024? Except July. That one's a rose toy keeper.
Sure.
Great. Whatever else you want to get rid of from 2024 is fine by me.
Whoa, geez, I'm right here. 2024. And I think I should have a say here. They're my memories. So you're the new me.
Better you.
Hi, Alex. Not sure if you remember me. We used to swim at the public pool on Saturdays. I'm your 2024 memories rep. I'm so sorry about everything. This has been a hard year. But before you start erasing 2024, me, or 5, I just want to tell you that I don't think it's safe erasing memories.
But you came here for a fresh start.
I think that all memories serve a purpose. 2024 December knows so much more than 2024 January, and I think that's important.
I just need a few gone.
Yeah, exactly. Clean house.
At what price?
I was drunk. Worst Tuesday in November ever. I went straight to the liquor store. I didn't care about what to buy. I just wanted to gulp, not sip. I needed to blur it all. I was off, really off. Passing a dark alley, I heard him laughing. Your body, my choice. Hairs rose on the back of my neck. But she wasn't laughing, she was screaming. All I could think was, fuck 4 years of this. I flew at him. I wish I could say it was noble, but he represented all that I wanted to see dead. Then the snap. I can't tell where saving her ended and punishing him began. That's why I'm here. I don't want it, that memory. So maybe we just remove one memory and stop?
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So all of this for one memory?
Yes.
I commend your fortitude of conviction.
That's not fortitude. I think it's a mistake.
And what if holding on to that memory is like a disease eating us from the inside?
Exactly. Sometimes a fresh start isn't just mercy. It's survival. Sorry to switch gears here, but it's a very busy day today. And for only one memory, come on, chop chop.
This isn't right.
Stop it already.
Okay. This is a lot, and I understand all points here. But what I was and what I could be... A little transformation isn't wrong, right?
Right.
Natural transformation, keep us all.
Natural selection.
I'm going to erase.
Yes.
The memory of this clinic and coming here.
Very good. Only one memory. Well, that will be 0.27% of your soul.
Wait, what?
You can pay on your way out. Now, let 2025 have some fun, and I'll see some of you next year.
This has been Existential Roulette, written by KLM Brooklyn, directed by Sherry Hazlett. Featuring Kat Ashbrook, Sherry Hazlett, Kevin Marshall, and Sarah Mish. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, January 6, 2025. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.